Hey friends, just wanted to drop a quick note. If you are a teacher or an administrator in the school and you're looking for a tool, a resource that can help better engage your students, that can get them more all in on the classroom experience and overall elevate the classroom and school experience for the students, then you need to take advantage of our Lead 'Em Up classroom. We officially have launched our Lead 'Em Up classroom so teachers and administrators can begin utilizing the same powerful curriculum that coaches have been utilizing since 2015, but now in the classroom. Available through a school-wide rollout or even a single teacher within a single classroom, whatever best suits your needs, take advantage of the Lead 'Em Up classroom and allow your students to experience the same power and growth that our student athletes have been experiencing for years. Take advantage of our Lead 'Em Up classroom. Make sure you bring this into your school. You don't want to go another school year without the Lead 'Em Up influence within your student body. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam alongside Kyle. And today, Kyle, we are talking about the scary space of stepping out of your comfort zone. And this has been a topic that I've been thinking a lot about over the last couple of weeks. I've thrown into our text chat with some discussions, and through different conversations with different coaches and different people, there's been a theme over the last couple of weeks, and the timing of it just really has me processing it, about this thought of stepping out of your comfort zone. And through some conversations with different individuals, they've shared how, you know, they're scared to do that. And it's very, it produces anxiety and it creates some challenges in them. And they tend to stay within their comfort zone. And stepping out, you know, is really, really difficult. And I think for us as coaches, this is a topic that I'm going to share a unique spin on it that may actually cause you to rethink how you view your comfort zone and that risk of stepping out in a completely new light, which we'll get to here in a little bit. But I think in today's world, Kyle, that there are so many coaches, teachers, professionals, all exploring different things, different opportunities. Things are being presented to them. They're evaluating their current space and they're not fulfilled. They're not happy. They want to try something new. They want to maybe explore this new career or take this job or go for this promotion. And all of that is happening. And so often it gets held up with this fear, with this anxiety of like, well, that's, man, it's out of my comfort zone. I don't know how it's going to play out. This, it could backfire. Is it going to work out? And they become crippled despite the desires in their heart, desires strong in their heart, but they become crippled and it then causes them to take an inaction and not actually do anything. And I believe it actually, if you really evaluate stepping out of your comfort zone through the lens that I'm going to share here in a little bit, it may change things. And this, I tell you that, Kyle, because it's actually changed things in my mind, because I've wrestled with this over the years as well, just like everybody. But in light of what I've been processing over the last couple of weeks, I feel and have a different perspective on it. Kyle, let me just ask you, I mean, stepping out of your comfort zone, that's this, you've done it. You moved from St. Louis with your family to Florida. You right. lived in Missouri. You grew up in Missouri. That was your life. You uprooted your whole family. Your job, your wife's job, your kids out of their neighborhoods, their friends went to Florida. You left teaching, which you'd been 17, 18 years, forget exactly how many years you were in teaching. You left teaching to go to Lead 'Em Up full time. I mean, you have wrestled with this over your life.
Yeah, it's not certainly something that, like you mentioned, have gone through, and it's not easy whatsoever. And it's something you're constantly evaluating and struggling with and really questioning. And I think the thing we all have to understand is, you know, the reason why a lot of the times is we're looking for certainty to avoid that uneasiness, that feeling of maybe failure, rejection, fear. And sometimes we're looking for the certainty in it. And I know that that is probably true in like careers for most people. When we were going through that process, it just kind of kept coming back to that question of like, you don't want to go through life later on and then look back and say, what if? And I know this is going to be something you bring up here in just a few minutes, but that was something like moving wise that when we looked at that, where we weren't necessarily entirely fulfilled personally with just life. We wanted to do more. We wanted to be in a different environment. And so we sat there like, what if we don't take this opportunity when it's presented? Because we have a short window here to do it. And if we don't do it, then we're going to sit back and wonder, what if? Because if it fails, then we know we can come back. We know we can come back, and we know that if it doesn't land, that there's that opportunity there. But then we kind of leaned on past experiences of like, okay, when we've taken a jump or a step or a leap, it's tend to work out for us. It's been beneficial. And then certainly career-wise, that's something that, again, you wrestle with. But one of the things that really helped me kind of like start down that road was I would look at people that were speakers, and that's kind of where I wanted to eventually be. But I would look at like what they were saying, and I'd watch their videos and I'd hear their messages. And there wasn't anything that really one person was doing that made them like a unicorn, so to speak, where they really stood out. What I came to realize is that they're ordinary people sharing their stories with very similar messages. It's just how they presented the packaging or the language of it or that. But what they're saying is all pretty similar in context. So it got to that level of like, if that person could do it and you learn a little bit about them, then why couldn't I do it? Why couldn't someone else do it? And then it just really kind of helped overcome some of that fear. And I was, it's certainly something we still wrestle with. Absolutely. I think that's something every day that people are constantly wrestling with, is like taking another step, putting yourself out there. So there's a lot to it. But again, I would go back to that. Why not? Why not me? And what's the worst that could happen? If you fail, so what? You learn and you move on and you go on to something else.
Certainly one way to evaluate it, you know, like, what's the worst case scenario if I do step out of my comfort zone and try to make this work? Yeah. As I was wrestling with this theme of comfort zone, I asked the question, and I asked it to you and Jeff in our text chat, as well as a handful of other people just over the next few weeks. I don't think people actually go through the process of evaluating the moments in their life that they've stepped out of their comfort zone and graded the success ratio of it. I don't think people actually go through that process to say, okay, let me go back and think over the last 10 times I've stepped out of my comfort zone, whether big or small. Maybe it's a move. Maybe it's a job switch. Maybe it's a reaching out to a stranger to ask for a favor. Maybe it's asking for a raise. Maybe it's asking for a new opportunity in the workplace. Maybe it's whatever it happens to be, big or small. Maybe it's public speaking when you didn't want to actually public speak, all those different things. No matter where it is on the spectrum, if you were to evaluate the last 10 times that you considered yourself having stepped out of your comfort zone and actually graded the results, what would they be? Would you evaluate and say, okay, out of the last 10 times, I would say, oh, it backfired 8 to 9 out of the 10 times. Oh my gosh, hit me dead smack in the face, embarrassment, destructive failure. Or would you actually say, you know, frankly, I mean, now that you asked the question, I'd probably say 9 out of 10 times I was good. Maybe one out of the 10, it backfired and it was a little embarrassing and I had to swallow my pride and go back and it didn't work out, but I'd say 9 out of 10 times. And it was interesting. The people I kept asking over the time, you, Jeff, ongoing, other people, they all kind of landed roughly around that 9 out of 10 times. It worked out in their favor, and maybe 1 out of 10 backfired in their face. So when you think about that, if that is the case, and this is absolutely anecdotal, I don't have an actual survey,
not a scientific
data point,
study.
Right? We didn't run this through the Harvard Business Review, you know, where we followed 3,000 people. So this is purely anecdotal, but it feels accurate. It tends to feel accurate that if that were to be the case, and you have a 90% success rate, or a 90% chance of this working, you stepping out of your comfort zone is you actually stepping into favorable odds. It's actually you stepping in to almost guaranteed, it is close to guaranteed success. When you begin to look at the ratio of failure to success, most likely in your life of stepping out of your comfort zone. And for me, it is without a doubt a 90 percentile of success. And in light of that, I now need to think about that stepping out of the comfort zone in a different lens. I should actually step out with confidence. Now, there is a caveat to this. Your stepping out also has to be calculated and educated. It is not just aimlessly stepping out of your comfort zone without any research, without any information or insight into what you'd be jumping in, or without any planning. You see, that's not the comfort zone I'm talking about. In fact, that's actually the comfort zone most people aren't talking about. You see, part of the reason the success rate is so high is whenever we get faced with a situation where it would require us to take a leap of faith, we almost always have done the research. We've spent the time. We've done the evaluation. We've processed the pros and cons. And it's wild to think, all right, if I've spent all the time in doing the pros and cons and evaluated the risk and researched it and thought through the worst case scenarios, and I have a general success rate of 90%. So now all of a sudden I've got the data and the research and the, you know, the studying of what may happen, what it could look like, all those different things calculated, and a history of success, 9 out of 10. And you put those two together, It should produce a confidence in you to be able to step out and maybe take that job, step out and pursue that venture, step out and explore that opportunity. And for us, we need to almost reframe our thought process that it's not as risky as it may feel.
Yeah, that feeling certainly can outweigh the reality of it. And I love that idea of like maybe even starting all the way back for like adults, go all the way back to like middle school or high school and think of some of the times where you really put yourself out there and you really got outside your comfort zone and how badly it ended or didn't end. And you're still standing and look at those chances. Like you said, like that's where you can really start evaluating and say, oh, that 80, 90% of the time that worked out in my favor. And you're right in the fact that you need to take the time to evaluate the pros and the cons, have a little bit of research. And once you get to that point, then I think the other part of that that sometimes trips people up is wanting to know exactly how it's going to play out detail by detail, line by line. Like at certain times, if there's a level where you feel like this is something you can do and that you should do, you feel called to do it, we get tripped up on how it's going to happen, right? And that's kind of where one of the things that a mentor kind of told me along the line, and ultimately I got a tattoo on my arm that said FTH, forget the how, right? So it's not about dismaying, like you said, like what goes into it, the research, the pros and the cons, the situation, but it's stepping into it and having faith and confidence in yourself, and that by putting yourself out there and speaking to other people about what it is that you want to do, that somehow you're going to get connected to the right people in the right time and things are going to work out. Now, it's again, it's not saying that you can just go through life carelessly, like, you know, there's the Lion King memes around where I don't know if you've seen him, Adam, but you know, some Timon and Pumbaa. It's basically, have you ever just thought about like Hakuna Matata, just not worrying about it? Like you can't take life through that approach of just like Hakuna Matata. You just can't go that lens, but you do have to have a certain like freeing of that belief and saying that I'm going to forget how it's exactly going to align, but I'm going to trust if I do these things and align with these people that it's somehow going to work out. And I think that can be the thing that can provide some of the courage to get out of that scary space, because it is scary, no doubt about it.
And I'm not trying to make it seem like I just jump at every opportunity and don't overthink it and aren't indecisive at times, because I certainly am. And I experience those fears and anxieties. And I think about me leaving my full-time career to jump into my leadership space a few years back. You know, if you go back to the story of Lead 'Em Up starting in 2015, but for 6 years, it was a side business. I was in sales. I was a VP of sales for an organization in Maryland and had a great salary. It was comfortable. I had benefits. I had 401k, all the stuff that you would associate in that setting. And, you know, you can't just on a, you know, whim, just leave that when you've got mortgage payments and responsibilities. So you really have to be calculated. And, you know, we were building Lead 'Em Up. And for years I thought, man, when am I going to make that jump? Am I going to make that jump? When's it ever going to happen? What's it need to take to get to that point? And, you know, there'd be times where I'd be like, I need to do it. I need to make the jump. And I'm like, no, I wouldn't. No, not right now. And I wrestled with this for years.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of things that helped change it. One is I really strategically starting to plan the transition. That was one of the big things. Strategically plan. My wife and I needed to take a year and really just kind of get everything in order from like our own financial, you know, dynamic. We jumped into that Dave Ramsey program, which we shared on social, just to really like kind of shore up a few things and clean up a few things within us. Secondly, you know, really needed to start positioning Lead 'Em Up in a way that like could be scalable at a greater level to be able to kind of scale, to kind of generate and grow the business in a way. And I also did something, you know, really interesting. I started saving money. So I actually was operating for a few months. I pretended where I didn't have my full-time income and actually worked off like Lead 'Em Up for a few months to actually feel it before I actually made the jump. And that was actually suggested by one of my mentors that, hey, why don't you put all your money from your full-time off to the side and work as if you don't have it and see how it goes. And feel it for 3 months. And that really helped me because it actually worked out okay. You know, it worked out okay. So I was like, okay, this could actually work. Now, the advice I did not lean into over those years was you just got to make the jump. Where people would be like, you just got to make the jump. You just got to make the jump. And they would say that like blindly without any kind of understanding of my financials, where Lead 'Em Up was at from a business standpoint. It would just be a blind like, just make the jump. That is the worst advice. The worst advice. Had I just made the jump 2 years prior, you know, it wouldn't have worked. It does need to be calculated. It does need to be educated. It does need to be thought through. It needs to be strategically laid out. So for me, it was really a commitment of like, I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to put myself on a general, like kind of 2-year plan. It wasn't that clean cut where I said 2 years, but I was like, I'm going to start positioning myself to be able to make the jump so I can land the jump well.
Hello. This is Kevin Williams from Chick-fil-A and author of Irrational Kindness. And this is today's leadership nugget. You don't have to try and create the perfect life to have an amazing story. Simply start with a solid direction you want to head, followed by hundreds of course corrections as you march on your journey. One way that helps me do this is to bookend my days. This helps guide me, reading at the end of the day something positive that fills my mind with the thoughts that give rest and reflection. It can be a short devotion or article that rests the soul. In the morning, begin by journaling and creating some space to reflect. Margin to imagine the day. Write those down. It will help keep crafting your destination, those important course corrections, or simply the next sprint race as you write your story. Bring patience, persistence, and courage to allow this space and permission for discovery. Now, let's jump back to the episode.
I think the other thing that also played a big role, so not only was it positioning to get to that place, the other was, you already alluded to it, is about the certainty that we want, which is why we don't leave our comfort zone, because we think there's certainty and security where we're at.
Yeah, that's a big
And we had a situation in my old company where my brother worked for me, my older brother. He was on my team, and he actually had to, because of COVID and a variety of different things, he was actually let go. You know, we had to let go of a handful of people, as did many around the country. Mm-hmm. And that happens all the time, all, whether COVID or not. People are getting laid off and transitioned and things of that nature. And I remember when that happened, thinking, hold on. Am I really sitting here not making a jump because I want security where I'm at, when I just look over to my left and it becomes the most insecure security that you can find, as I see people that I know get laid off, family members get laid off? Hold on. That is the security I'm finding security in? Oh, that's ridiculous. There's no security where I'm at right now, per se. There's no guarantees. It doesn't mean this isn't going to how it's going to be forever. Things are going to change. I don't know what it may look like here where I'm at today. So there's uncertainty where I'm at. You know what? I'd rather be in control of my uncertainty. I'd rather have more control of my uncertainty. And that played a huge role. And I think that reminder of, you know, we live in a world that, like, you really don't know. You really don't know where you're at. Is not, almost nothing is guaranteed. Almost nothing is certain. Almost nothing produces full security. So what do you hold on to? The security? That may not hold on to you.
No, that really resonates. That hits for sure. And it goes back to one of the lines I always remembered and recalled, is like, when you think back from where you are 30 years from now, the really scary thing is to be doing the same thing that you are doing right now. And that's not, a knock against anybody. But what I'm saying is, like, that certainty is not certain at all, because I remember kind of feeling that. I was at a great spot. I loved the school I was at in Missouri. I still love it. It was fantastic. Great people. But all of a sudden, you start to see there's one person that retires. There's another person that moves from this school to another one because it's a better situation for their family. And it happens to a few more people. They take a different job that's a better opportunity for them. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting there and you're looking around and you could be in that situation. And this is something that I processed, is like, it's not exactly the same as what it was when it was at its best. Other people made decisions that were best for them. I can't get caught up in just staying in one spot just because it feels good or feels comfortable.
And think about that. You're sitting there in a comfortable place. And let's say you feel these promptings to move to Florida and these urges. And you're just like, I don't know, I just got it really good right now. And you think this certainty of your current spot, who you're with. But to your point, 5 years goes by. During those 5 years, two of your favorite teachers retire. And they retire early because they're fed up with the school system. So you didn't see it happening that way. Then all of a sudden, one of your other favorites, they leave because they're just like done with teaching, done with all the rules, done with all the bureaucratic red tape and such. And they went and changed industry. And then all
their spouse gets a different job somewhere.
Or their spouse gets a different job. And then all of a sudden, you know, then administrative, you know, your administrators, they change. And now you got new leaders in. It's a completely different vibe. And class sizes have changed. It went from 25 kids in the class. And now you got 32 kids in the class. And it is just a completely different feel. Oh, and that was the certainty that you held on to.
Mm-hmm.
That was the certainty that you pulled back from pursuing what could have been greater for that.
That's a big one.
And you're miserable in that setting. So for me, you know, when I think about this topic, it's just, yeah, I have certainly changed my thought process. And, you know, I think even my wife and I, we are just like, we're at this point where, you know, like, we just want to, like, let's go travel more. Let's go. You know, I think I've shared with you before, like, we're going to Hawaii next summer for a month. Like, just little things like that. Like, what's more comfortable? Probably sitting back at the house, chilling, you know, relaxing. But we want to do things that are maybe out of our comfort zone and maybe pursue things and start dreaming about things that are a little bit out of our comfort zone. And I just, they haven't, the backfiring doesn't happen at the level that should cause you, I believe, to not pursue different things. And once again, this, you may be wondering, how is this applying to coaches and teachers? This has been brought up many times, especially over the last month. Different coaches, different teachers in conversation, wanting to pursue different things, wanting to explore things on the side, wanting to maybe go after this opportunity, wanting to maybe kind of deepen their learning and their resume in certain areas and maybe start pursuing different ventures of sorts and sitting back, being comfortable. And I would actually argue that I think in the education space, this is even more applicable to coaches and teachers that are in that community, because when you enter into education, it is one of the biggest perks is there is this quote unquote certainty. It is this relative guarantee of a pension and this and that and that and this. There is a guarantee on your salary. There's so many things that kind of lend itself to certainty. So I actually feel like in that space, just kind of going through the motions and playing into the comfort zone is even more so. You're not in a commission sales position. You're not, you know, entrepreneurially starting your own business as the owner, things of that nature. So I think it speaks to this industry more than ever. Would you agree on that?
Yeah, the thing I would add to that as well is it also, with the certainty you mentioned, it also provides the opportunity to explore other things, because you do have, in that space, as a teacher and an educator, you do have opportunities where you're going to be able to develop certain interests, certain skills, or pursue different options. You do have that time where maybe it's the summer months, or maybe if you're a teacher and you're not a coach, that you have a little bit of time after school hours to look at certain things, to put yourself out there. And with the way that the world's connected on all the different social media platforms these days, like, it's possible. And you know, I'm proof of that, and I'm certainly no one special, but what I think can provide as an example is that when you're willing to stretch a little bit, when you're willing to put in a little bit of work before or after school or some of those hours, like, then you can get to that situation where you have the opportunity to weigh decisions. But I would just encourage anybody, if you have a heart and something's been put on it where you feel called or compelled to do something or explore something, like, don't let certainty in the position that you're in distract you from maybe something that you might be called to do at a higher level. And that is something you're going to have to weigh. But as we've hit on here, more often than not, when you put yourself out there, it's going to work out in your favor. Like, you're going to find something that is going to happen for you.
So as we end here today, do the exercise. Go back through and identify the last 10 times that you can recall stepping out of your comfort zone and give it a grade. Did it backfire? Was it neutral or was it successful? And see where they land. Maybe even do it on a spectrum. 10 being, oh, it went amazing. 0 is, oh my gosh, I had pie in my face. It was disastrous. And score it. And I would be certain to believe that 9 out of 10 times you've got a 7 or higher on those instances. And if that's the case, you are stepping into favorable odds. You are stepping in, not stepping out of your comfort zone. You're stepping in to a more certain level of success and growth. So coaches, hope this, maybe you were going through something and this episode just kind of landed at a time that really has you processing, and it maybe encouraged you. Be smart with it, but be confident with it in it as well. Hey, on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, I am Adam. He is Kyle. Until next time, we are out.